Chapter 4, Cities of China.
In this unit, you will practice giving information about Chinese cities and climatic zones. Review time expressions. Learn about ordinal and cardinal numbers and the prefix sub. Expand your vocabulary in the areas of urban organization, tourist attractions, and weather phenomena.
Part 1. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. About 3,180 kilometers. Coast. Region. Divided. Districts. Climate. Huge. North. South. East. West. Square. Population. 12 million. Location. Exercise 2B.
Another. Interesting. Sea. Wonderful. Scenery. Historic. Buildings. Restaurants. Venice. Canal. Counties. Tea houses. Popular. Destination. Economy. Growing. Travelers. Both. Well-known. High quality. Silk. Ancient.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. Tell me about some Chinese cities.
Well, Beijing has been the capital city for about 3,000 years, since 1057 BC. It's in the north of China, about 180 kilometers from the coast. The Beijing region is huge. It covers 160 kilometers from east to west and 180 kilometers from north to south. So it's about 16,800 square kilometers in all. The region is divided into 18 districts and counties, and the population is about 12 million. Guangzhou is another interesting city. It's on the coast of the South China Sea, about 180 kilometers from Hong Kong. It's the largest city in South China, with a population of over 6.5 million. It's the capital of Guangdong Province. It has wonderful scenery, historic buildings, and many restaurants and tea houses. Shanghai is another popular destination. Its economy is growing very fast, and it attracts a lot of foreign travelers every year. Many people also like to see two cities near Shanghai, Hangzhou and Suzhou. They're both well known for their high-quality silk. Hangzhou is one of the seven capital cities of ancient China. Suzhou is often called the Venice of China because there are so many canals in the city.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
The capital city. For about 3,000 years. In the north of China. 180 kilometers from the coast. The Beijing region. From north to south. From east to west, wonderful scenery, historic buildings, restaurants and tea houses, popular destination, foreign travelers, about 16,800 square kilometers, 18 districts and counties, about 12 million, another interesting city. On the coast, the South China Sea, the capital of Guangdong Province, growing very fast, well-known, high-quality silk, the Venice of China. So many canals.
Exercise 5B. Beijing has been the capital for about 3,000 years. It's in the north of China. It's about 180 kilometers from the coast. The Beijing region is huge. It covers 180 kilometers from north to south. It covers 160 kilometers from east to west. It's about 16,800 square kilometers in all. It's divided into 18 districts and counties. The population is about 12 million. Guangzhou is another interesting city. It's on the coast of the South China Sea. It's the capital of Guangdong Province. It has wonderful scenery and historic buildings. It has many restaurants and tea houses. Shanghai is a popular destination. Its economy is growing very fast. It attracts a lot of foreign travelers. Hangzhou is one of the capitals of ancient China. Suzhou is often called the Venice of China. They're both well known for their high-quality silk. Consolidation exercises. Tell me about some Chinese cities.
Well, Beijing has been the capital city for about 3,000 years, since 1057 BC. It's in the north of China, about 180 kilometers from the coast. The Beijing region is huge. It covers 160 kilometers from east to west and 180 kilometers from north to south. So it's about 16,800 square kilometers in all. The region is divided into 18 districts and counties, and the population is about 12 million. Guangzhou is another interesting city. It's on the coast of the South China Sea, about 180 kilometers from Hong Kong. It's the largest city in South China, with a population of over 6.5 million. It's the capital of Guangdong Province. It has wonderful scenery, historic buildings, and many restaurants and tea houses. Shanghai is another popular destination. Its economy is growing very fast, and it attracts a lot of foreign travelers every year. Many people also like to see two cities near Shanghai, Hangzhou and Suzhou. They're both well known for their high-quality silk. Hangzhou is one of the seven capital cities of ancient China. Suzhou is often called the Venice of China because there are so many canals in the city.
Exercise 7B.
1. The Beijing region is about 160 kilometers from east to west. 2. It's about 180 kilometers from north to south. 3. It's a huge region. 4. Beijing has been the capital for about 3,000 years, since 1057 BC. 5. Guangzhou is a large city on the coast. 6. The population is over 6 million. 7. The scenery in Guangzhou is wonderful. 8. Suzhou and Hangzhou are well known for their silk.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Town. Township. Village. Hamlet. Settlement. Metropolis. Municipality. Borough. Precinct. Block. Word building.
13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
Part 2. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. famous, attractions, public, square, world, forbidden city, home, emperors, dynasties, summer palace, Ming tombs, Great Wall, at least, main, sights, tourist, exercise 2B.
Ruins, royal, garden, built, 15th century, temple, spectacular, scenery, hot springs, lakes, several, modern, museums.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. What should I see?
Beijing has some very famous tourist attractions. The main sites are Tiananmen Square, which is the biggest public square in the world, and the Forbidden City. The Forbidden City was the home of the emperors in the Ming and Qing dynasties. Tourists also like to see the Summer Palace, and of course, the Ming tombs and the Great Wall. You need at least 6 days to visit the main sites. You might also enjoy a visit to Yuan Ming Yuan. That's the ruins of a royal garden built in the 15th century. In Guangzhou, you can see the 6 Banyan Temple, Guangzhou Zoo, Yueshio Park, and the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. If you like spectacular scenery, you could go to the suburbs to see Chonghua Hot Springs, Xichao Scenic Spot, or Seven Star Rocks. Suzhou has many nice gardens. Hangzhou has a beautiful lake called Xihu, the West Lake. There are also several modern museums of silk and porcelain in Hangzhou.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
Famous tourist attractions. The biggest public square in the world. The Forbidden City. The home of the emperors. In the Ming and Qing dynasties. The Summer Palace. The Ming Tombs. The Great Wall. At least 6 days. The main sites. The ruins of a royal garden, built in the 15th century. The 6 Banyan Temple. Spectacular scenery. Chonghua Hot Springs. A beautiful lake. Several modern museums.
Exercise 5B. Beijing has some famous tourist attractions. Tiananmen Square is the biggest public square in the world. The Forbidden City was the home of the emperors. Tourists like to see the Summer Palace, the Ming Tombs, and the Great Wall. You need at least 6 days to visit the main sites. Yuan Ming Yuan is the ruins of a royal garden. It was built in the 15th century. In Guangzhou, you can see the 6 Banyan Temple. If you like spectacular scenery, go to Chonghua Hot Springs. Hangzhou has a beautiful lake called Xihu. There are several modern museums in Hangzhou. Consolidation exercises. What should I see?
Beijing has some very famous tourist attractions. The main sites are Tiananmen Square, which is the biggest public square in the world, and the Forbidden City. The Forbidden City was the home of the emperors in the Ming and Qing dynasties. Tourists also like to see the Summer Palace, and of course the Ming tombs and the Great Wall. You need at least 6 days to visit the main sites. You might also enjoy a visit to Yuan Ming Yuan. That's the ruins of a famous garden. It was built in the 15th century. In Guangzhou, you can see the 6 Banyan Temple, Guangzhou Zoo, Yueshu Park, and the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. If you like spectacular scenery, you could go to the suburbs to see Chonghua Hot Springs, Xichao Scenic Spot, or Seven Star Rocks. Suzhou has many nice gardens. Hangzhou has a beautiful lake called Shihu, the West Lake. There are also several modern museums of silk and porcelain in Hangzhou.
Exercise 7B.
1. Tiananmen Square is the biggest public square in the world. 2. The Forbidden City was the home of the emperors. 3. Tourists need at least 6 days to visit the main sites. 4. Yuanming Yuan is the ruins of a 15th century garden. 5. The scenery in Guangzhou is spectacular. 6. In Hangzhou, you must see Shihu Lake. 7. That means West Lake in English. 8. Hangzhou also has modern museums.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. River, stream, creek, rapids, waterfall, falls, cascade, spring, brook, pool, pond, lagoon, word building.
5. Fifth, 15th, 50th, 51st, 52nd, 53rd, 9, 9th, 19th, 90th, 91st, 92nd, 93rd.
Part 3. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Weather, climate, subarctic, desert, subtropical, extreme, cold, dry, hot, long, wet, hard, temperature, minimum, maximum, average, degrees, Celsius. Exercise 2B.
Highest, rain, rainfall, typhoon, January, July, including, August, September, flowers, always, in bloom, reach, zones.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. What's the weather like in the different regions of China?
China has many different climates, including subarctic, desert, and subtropical zones. Our maximum summer temperature is probably in Turpan, where it can reach 45 degrees Celsius. The minimum winter temperature can fall to minus 40 degrees in Harbin, in the north. Here in Beijing, it's not so extreme. We have cold, dry winters and hot summers. In January, the average temperature is around minus 10 degrees Celsius. And in July, it's around 28 degrees. The highest rainfall is in July and August. Central China has long, hot summers and cold, wet winters. On the coast around Shanghai, the winter isn't as hard. The average January temperature is around 4 degrees Celsius, and in July, it can be well over 30 degrees. There's quite a lot of rain, and there may be typhoons from July to September. The best weather in China is in the south, where the climate is subtropical. The average temperature is about 13 degrees Celsius in January, but it can reach 30 degrees in August. Guangzhou is sometimes called the City of Flowers because the flowers are always in bloom there.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
Many different climates. Subarctic, desert, and subtropical zones. Cold, dry winters. The maximum summer temperature can reach. The minimum winter temperature can fall to, not so extreme, around minus 10 degrees Celsius. Well over 30 degrees Celsius. The highest rainfall in July and August. Long hot summers. The average January temperature. Quite a lot of rain from July to September. The best weather in China. The city of flowers. Always in bloom.
Exercise 5B. China has many different climates. China has subarctic, desert, and subtropical zones. The temperature can fall to minus 40 in Harbin. The maximum temperature can reach 45 degrees. In Beijing, we have cold, dry winters. In January, the average temperature is around minus 10 degrees. The highest rainfall is in July and August. Central China has long hot summers. There's quite a lot of rain. There may be typhoons from July to September. The best weather in China is in the south. Guangzhou is called the city of flowers. The flowers are always in bloom. Consolidation exercises. What's the weather like in the different regions of China?
China has many different climates, including subarctic, desert, and subtropical zones. Our maximum summer temperature is probably in Turpan, where it can reach 45 degrees Celsius. The minimum winter temperature can fall to minus 40 degrees in Harbin, in the north. Here in Beijing, it's not so extreme. We have cold, dry winters and hot summers. In January, the average temperature is around minus 10 degrees Celsius, and in July, it's around 28 degrees. The highest rainfall is in July and August. Central China has long hot summers and cold, wet winters. On the coast around Shanghai, the winter isn't as hard. The average January temperature is around 4 degrees Celsius, and in July it can be well over 30 degrees. There's quite a lot of rain, and there may be typhoons from July to September. The best weather in China is in the south, where the climate is subtropical. The average temperature is about 13 degrees Celsius in January, but it can reach 30 degrees in August. Guangzhou is sometimes called the city of flowers because the flowers are always in bloom there.
Exercise 7B.
1. China has many different climates. 2. The maximum temperature can reach 45 degrees. 3. Winters in Beijing are cold and dry. 4. The average temperature in January is minus 10 degrees. 5. The highest rainfall is in July and August. 6. Central China has long hot summers. 7. There may be typhoons from July to September. 8. Guangzhou is called the city of flowers.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Storm, thunderstorm, hurricane, tornado, monsoon, breeze, deluge, downpour, thunder shower, shower, drizzle, dust storm. Word building.
Substandard, subnormal, subconscious, subordinate. Subatomic, suburb, subway, substation, subheading, subcontractor, sublieutenant.
Listening test. 1. Beijing is over 150 kilometers from north to south. 2. Did you say Beijing was divided into 80 districts and counties? 3. I've lived in Beijing since 1988. 4. Guangzhou is more than 170 kilometers from Hong Kong. 5. Hangzhou is beautiful with many historic buildings. 6. This palace has been here for 1700 years. 7. In my province, the minimum temperature in January is minus 10 degrees. 8. The maximum temperature in July is 30 degrees. 9. There may be typhoons from July to September. 10. The highest rainfall is from July to August.